Fentanyl crisis worsens in Arizona as Biden border crisis continues. By Spencer Lindquist on October 4, 2022. The deadly fentanyl crisis is raging in Arizona as the Biden border crisis continues unabated, allowing the drug to be trafficked into America. An article from Fox 10 highlights the severity of the fentanyl crisis, as well as ways in which our open border is enabling it. The article asserts that between 2020 and 2021, synthetic opioid overdose deaths in the U.S. increased 23%, going from 57,834 to 71,238. It goes on to say, in Arizona at the same time period, synthetic opioid overdose deaths rose from 1,519 to 1,791. Much of the fentanyl that plagues American communities has come over our southern border. Arizona Department of Public Safety, DPS, Sergeant Jesus Gastelum told Fox 10, "We're already at over 1,200 pounds of fentanyl seized in 2022 alone. The number dwarfs the 830 pounds of fentanyl they seized in the entirety of 2021. Fox 10 also pointed out, DPS is seizing more fentanyl than ever despite the department's sworn personnel being short by at least 315. Gastelum noted that fentanyl smugglers are headed all over the place. They can be headed here from the border all the way to Phoenix. Or they can be headed from here to Colorado or to Chicago. Anywhere." An article from ABC 15 featured an interview with a researcher and associate professor at the College of Health Solutions at Arizona State University, Dr. Raminta Daniel-Aitite, who commented on the fentanyl crisis. "A lot of people are vulnerable to being exposed to it. In Arizona, fentanyl resembles prescription drugs, right? These fentanyl pills that are counterfeit drugs that are kind of made to look like OxyContin tablets that people were very familiar with before," Daniel-Aitite explained. The article notes that heroin overdoses have decreased since 2016, while fentanyl deaths have spiked. The deadly substance can come in numerous different forms. Breitbart News reported that 15,000 fentanyl pills hidden in candy packaging were seized in Connecticut. Border security has become a top issue in the midterm elections, particularly in border states like Arizona. Democrat incumbent Mark Kelly has repeatedly voted against border security, thus enabling the unprecedented crisis on our southern border. Roughly 3 million economic migrants have been allowed across the southern border into the U.S. economy since Joe Biden's inauguration. Roughly 2 million additional legal migrants, temporary workers, and white-collar illegals have been allowed in via U.S. airports. A Yale University study from 2018 reveals that there may be anywhere from 16 million to 29 million illegal immigrants within the United States, a figure that has undoubtedly shifted since the study was conducted. According to recent polling from Gallup, a plurality of Americans would like to see immigration decrease. Meanwhile, Trump-endorsed Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters has been endorsed by the National Border Patrol Council. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.